From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. On today's program, we continue a series of studies on the law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Morning by Morning. Our text for this morning is found in Isaiah chapter 21 and verse 11. Watchmen, what of the night? What enemies are abroad? Errors are a numerous horde, and new ones appear every hour. Against what heresy am I to be on my guard? Sins creep from their lurking places when the darkness reigns. I must myself mount the watchtower and watch unto prayer. Our heavenly protector foresees all the attacks which are about to be made upon us, and when as yet the evil designed us is but in the desire of Satan, he prays for us that our faith fail not when we are sifted as wheat. Continue, O gracious watchman, to forewarn us of our foes, and for Zion's sake hold not thy peace. Watchman, what of the night? What weather is coming for the church? Are the clouds lowering? Or is it all clear and fair overhead? We must care for the church of God with anxious love, and now that popery and infidelity are both threatening, let us observe the signs of the times and prepare for conflict. Watchmen, what of the night? What stars are visible? What precious promises suit our present case? You sound the alarm, give us the consolation also. Christ the pole star is ever fixed in his place, and all the stars are secure in the right hand of their Lord. But watchmen, when comes the morning? The bridegroom tarries. Are there no signs of his coming forth as the Son of Righteousness? Has not the morning star arisen as the pledge of day? When will the day dawn and the shadows flee away? O Jesus, if thou come not in person to thy waiting church this day, yet come in spirit to my sighing heart, and make it sing for joy. Now all the earth is bright and glad with the fresh morn, but all my heart is cold and dark and sad. Son of the soul, let me behold thy dawn. Come, Jesus, Lord, oh, quickly come, according to thy word.
And
How often have you passed a church that displayed a sign which read, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Down through the centuries there have been remarkable visitations of God, during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis, including Duncan Campbell's own account of that, as well as personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. To obtain your own copies of what happened at that time, just request the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. On this week's broadcast, Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing the permanence of God's law. Throughout the Old Testament, there is a consistent emphasis upon keeping God's law. Indeed, Christ himself declared that the law would not pass away until all was fulfilled. The Apostle Paul declared that God has written his law on the hearts of all men. God's moral law will be his standard of judgment as all stand before him. Consequently, because the law is still in effect, no one can avoid its authority. The fall did not abrogate it, time does not erode it, and grace does not annul it. People who are truly saved delight in God's law. In conclusion, Dr. Cairns declares that every individual person must deal with God's law, either in Christ or on the day of judgment. Now to conclude this message, the permanence of God's law. Here is Dr. Cairns.
I am not under the law as a covenant whereby I work my way to heaven. Thank God Jesus worked my way to heaven for me. But as one who has been freed from the curse and the condemnation of that covenant of works, as one who has been freely justified by the grace of God and washed in the blood of God's dear Lamb, I find my heart bound to obey God in Christ. So even grace does not annul God's moral law. And one final thought: rebellion does not remove it. In Hosea chapter 8 and verse 12, we have one of the most terrible statements God ever made regarding Israel. I have written unto him the great things of my law. What a privilege. What a blessing. Ah, but they were counted as a strange thing. I wonder, could God write that over some of your lives tonight? Could God address that to some of you who sit here? I have written to you the great things of my law. I have given you this book You've grown up with the revelation of God in Scripture, but you count it as a strange thing. Listen to me very carefully. Man may ignore God's law. Man may blaspheme God's law. They may mock God's law. They may utterly despise God's law. They may trample it beneath their feet. One thing they cannot do, they cannot destroy God's law. Its permanence is guaranteed by the God who gave it. As we finish this meeting tonight, I want you to know that you must, and you will deal with God and God's law. You'll either deal with God and His law in grace in Christ, who kept the law and who gives legal righteousness and salvation to all who trust Him, or you'll deal with God and His law on the day of judgment when the books are opened. You must have a legally perfect righteousness, otherwise you'll perish forever. Let me finish by reminding you of that fateful scene in the 5th chapter of Daniel. Belshazzar was a great king. He was a young man who loved life. He was partying. He mocked God. What need did he have of Jehovah? What attention did he need to pay to this archaic law of God? So he took the holy vessels from the temple of God in Jerusalem. He distributed wine to the drunken sots all around him, and they ate and they drank and they sang praises to the gods of their own making and mockery to the God of glory. Remember that into that partying group, God came with the fingers of a man's hand, writing a message on the plaster of the wall. Thou art weighed in the balances, found wanting. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Men and women, I want you to see not Belshazzar in that room, but I want you to see some of you living without God, or with a glib and empty profession of a religion that allows you to trample your filthy feet all over God's holy law. And I want you to hear the voice from heaven: thou art weighed in the balances. God will take the scales of eternal justice and He'll weigh you in the balance. Throw on every filthy thought, every unworthy motive. Throw on every ungodly action, every sin of temperament, every sin of word, thought, and deed. What do you have to put to balance your sin? Will you bring out your righteousness? God says it's a filthy rag. Put it against Him. Will you bring out your church attendance? God says, What good did it do you? What use did you put it to? You simply deafened your ears to the call of grace, put it on the scale against them. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. What can a sinner put on the scale? Ah, listen. Count Zinzendorf put it beautifully. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds and these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Why could he say that? Because when you put Christ in the balance, thank God, he has fulfilled the law. He has removed our sin. And when you stand with Christ in the judgment, thou art weighed in the balances, listen, and found righteous. But you must be weighed in the balances. What will it be? God's law is absolutely permanent. What will it be for you, man, woman, boy or girl? Make sure tonight that you are in Christ. Make sure that you are not going out to meet your God with an empty religion that's as devoid of the reality of Christ as the worst case of heathenism. Make sure tonight that you have Christ. And you will know that you have Christ, because when he comes into your heart, he writes his law there, makes you a new creature, so that you delight to live for him. May God bless his word to our hearts. May God bring fruit in your life and in mine for the study of his law. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. O God, our Father in heaven, we thank thee tonight for the word of God, and we thank thee for the grace that has revealed it to us. We pray that thou wilt write it now on every heart. And O God, we pray that thou wilt use it to search out every soul. Our God and Father, we ask thee that thou wilt search out the sinner. Oh, how foolish for men and women to go out to God depending on their own self-righteousness, hoping that God will lower the standards of his law to let them into heaven. Oh, God, bring such sinners to conviction of sin and bring them to the feet of the Savior. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember those who lightly profess faith in Christ. But it is just a profession to shield their conscience from the sword thrusts of the gospel. For they live life as if there were no God, and in open defiance of God's law. Lord, we pray that thou wilt penetrate those hearts and bring the lost to Jesus. Remember thy people. O God, the more we recognize how much we owe thee, the more we recognize how little we can do to repay our debt of gratitude to thee. But, O Lord, we do love thy law, because it is thy law. We want to be conformed to Christ. We want, O Lord, to glorify Thee in holy living. Lord, we pray, work in our lives that we may truly magnify our God. Lord, answer our prayer. Give fruit for the preaching of the Word. Part us with the blessing of heaven. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought children tonight and evermore. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there's a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.